Chapter 67. Ari picked Diana and Jesse up at 8. It was a casual dress night, so that allowed Diana to carry her piece under a loose-fitting blue blazer. She got dropped off at the Hunsicker place. Ari took Jesse over to Javier's gourmet Mexicano restaurant. Jesse didn't know about that gourmet thing, but he was pretty anxious to have some authentic Mexican food again. You can get great ethnic food in the Northeast, even in the towns close to paradise. Of course, there was always Boston, but Mexican food up north was always a disappointment to Jesse. Having grown up in Tucson, playing ball in Albuquerque, and living in Los Angeles for more than a decade, he was a tough audience. Ari half turned to Jesse and said, "The boss is pissed off. I thought I should warn you. Kahan? Mr. Hunsicker, I don't know at who for certain, but my nose says it's you." "Such a handsome nose." Ari smiled a big white smile. "And a very accurate one," he said, his Israeli accent showing through. "Just be ready. Do you know why the boss would be so mad?" Jesse laughed. "I've got a pretty good clue." "We're here, Chief. The food is quite good." "Thanks, Ari, and thanks for the heads up." "Yashar koach." "What's it mean?" "In Hebrew, it means order the guacamole." They both laughed at that, and were still laughing when Ari came around to open the door for Jesse. "It really means may you have strength." Hale Hunsicker wasn't laughing, and he wasn't smiling. He was fuming like a cartoon character. All that was missing was the smoke coming out of his ears and flames out of his nostrils. "What the fuck are you laughing at?" Hale yelled at Ari, who immediately stopped and couldn't get back behind the wheel of the Escalade fast enough. The valet's eyes got wide with fear, and he stood clear of Hale Hunsicker. Hunsicker was a big, imposing man, and to the valet, he probably looked like a man ready to throw down. Jesse was more concerned about someone overhearing, but luckily, no one except the valet was within earshot. Jesse didn't want the whole town knowing about Peepers. For added insurance, he gave the valet a 20 and asked for a few minutes of privacy. The kid nodded, smiled, and walked around the other side of the building. Jesse braced himself for the onslaught. He knew that preemption wasn't an option with a man like Hunsicker. "Two things, Stone," Hunsicker was in full voice and in Jesse's face. "What are you doing meeting with Jen at a bar with no one around?" "And the bartender was there," Jesse said to take some of the steam out of Hunsicker's rant. "What?" "We weren't alone. The bartender was there." "That's not the point," Hunsicker said, his voice already calmer. "She was unprotected." "She was with me, and I was carrying this." Jesse pulled back his sport jacket to expose the 9mm on his hip. "But what about her getting there and getting home?" "Look, Hale, she asked to meet me. I figured she'd have one of your guys drive her there and back. Ari came and got me. And, like I said, Peepers, if he's still alive, won't do anything yet," Jesse said with a lot more confidence than he actually had. "I thought she wanted to talk about us, about our marriage and divorce, or about old times. But what she wanted to talk about was..." "Yeah, I know. She's noticed things." "So what did you want me to tell her, Hale? That she was crazy? That all the muscle and guys with earpieces were figments of her imagination? I had to tell her something she would believe." "I guess." "And I made it sound as if there's no specific or imminent threat to you personally, and that all the extra security is just you erring on the side of caution." "I just wish you'd given me a friendly warning, so I could have prepared." Jesse shook his head. "No, your reaction had to be authentic, or else she would still be suspicious." "I still don't like it." "I don't like any of it either." "Come on in then," he said, throwing his arm over Jesse's shoulders. "Meet the boys." None of the boys had been at the party the night before. There were black and brown faces among them, and not in the security detail. They were all about Hunsicker's age, some as big or bigger. Some were dressed in that millionaire casual look, The $1,000 tan suede blazer, the faded jeans, the hand-tooled and silver-buckled belt, and customized cowboy boots of some exotic creature or other. One or two wore Stetsons, but others wore Costco casual. Kirkland jeans, Carhartt shirts, Dickies belts, and Payless shoes. Still, it felt very familiar to Jesse. These were Hunsicker's old teammates. Being around guys like this always left Jesse with mixed feelings. There was nothing quite like the shared experience of a team. At the same time, there was a kind of sadness to it that your best was behind you. And for these guys, that meant their best was already behind them at 21.